one of the TV quizzes, the host of the show says, "I've started, so I'll finish," as he's asking the contestant questions. "I've started talking about just how majesty impacts on us. He's not a God afar off, but a God who is near. So near, in fact, he lives in you. He likes habitation, not visitation. In the Old Testament, he visited his people. His Holy Spirit came upon them for specific purposes. In the New Testament, he indwells his people. That's up front and personal. There's no way you can get away from him. You can run to the ends of the earth only to find him saying, 'What are you doing there, Elijah?' His pursuit of you, of us, his bride, is fueled by his passion." And passion is not a word we talk about much, being British. "But when it comes to talking about our relationship with him, he's not red hot about you, he's white hot. He's passionate. He will track you down no matter where you're currently hiding. He will not be satisfied until you know how much you are loved, accepted and favoured. Why is that, you might be asking yourself? Beloved, his acceptance of you, his approval of you and his favour on you give you security, significance and self-worth. Receiving these lovely truths makes you strong, powerful and a very real danger to the forces of darkness. And what's more, no one is safe from a blessing when you're around. That's the way he intended it, that you should represent heaven on earth. That you should know exactly who you are in his sight and revel in that knowledge. You are loved, blessed, accepted and highly favoured. That means he's biased towards you. Tough on everybody else, but there it is, you get to be the favourite. Do you know he feels great joy and pleasure in you? His delight is in who you are and who you are becoming under his Holy Spirit's tuition. The world's your oyster. You have all you need for a life of overcoming and victory. It's just that sometimes it doesn't feel like it. That's because the Holy Spirit is busy reprogramming you and life is a little disconcerting at times, not to mention uncomfortable. But keep the end result in view. You're being conformed to his image, his very nature. In love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and you're increasingly displaying the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 in the Passion. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." Limitless. Now that's what our poem was about, you know. Limitless possibilities. Never forget that you are strong, powerful, favoured, accepted and beloved. His passion, his bride.